I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am your host every Monday. Each day of the week, we have a different person who comes over the radio waves to you, and I'm your Monday host. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I am licensed in California with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. My license number is 104464. I work at Chico Creek Counseling. And my contact phone number is 530-994-5114. And our radio station is so wonderful. They let me bring my baby. I have a 13-week baby. I'm on maternity leave, so every day kind of melds into the other day. You know how when you go to work, you very much know that you have a deadline or you have people and you've got to write down the date all day doing whatever it is you're doing. When you're on maternity leave, you're not writing down the date anywhere. You're just existing and feeding a baby all day and rocking in a rocking chair, which is so lovely. I love it. But she's here with me. So if she wakes up, you might hear a little bit of crying because you know how babies wake up sometimes. But if not, you just get to know that there's a baby in the studio. She's so sweet. She's fell asleep and she was so quiet that I reached over just to make sure she's breathing. Does anyone else do that? Or did you used to do that? She's perfectly fine. She's only been asleep for like 20 minutes. And yet I still had to check because I just had to check. She's my third. You'd think I'd be over that by now. But nope, I'm not. So the last couple of episodes, we spoke about attachment theory. But this week I was thinking of mixing it up a little bit and talking about trauma. Because I do a type of therapy called EMDR. It's just one of the tools in my tool belt. I'm also in the process of getting certified in a type of couples therapy called EFT, emotionally focused therapy, that really is amazing. It's just really amazing. And that's kind of where I was going from with our last couple of shows. But another tool in my tool belt is a type of trauma processing called EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. And since we've had so much going on this last year, I thought, well, this is probably something that's good to talk about, especially since I'm kind of tinkering around with the idea of going back to work on Saturdays for the month of February because my maternity leave is not over until March. But I could go in on Saturdays if I have enough people. So I just thought, well, let's talk about trauma since I was doing that. And trauma and attachment kind of operate together as well. So when we experience something traumatic, our brains will do one of two things. It will process the traumatic experience and then file it away. It will say, okay, you're safe. It's over. That was a close call. I can't believe that happened. That was so weird. Or it'll process it, and then it will file it away in the filing cabinet portion of our brain. The other thing that can happen is, and this is where the symptoms of PTSD can show up, when it doesn't get processed all the way, and it kind of gets thwarted partway through. And so because it's not processed all the way, you have all of the thoughts about it and all of the emotions about it, and one triggers the other. So during the traumatic event, you felt intense fear. And now you're on the freeway and a car cut you off and you felt some fear. That fear is similar to that other intense fear. So this fear now is elevated to the intense fear. That intense fear is connected to the memory of the traumatic event. In my head, I'm imagining people fleeing the campfire. Okay, we still have the car fire in Reading and the Oroville Dam, the thing that just happened not that long ago where all of those kids were exposed to fentanyl. That was really, really sad. And so those families, you know, even the parents. So trauma, especially PTSD, is when you've experienced a life-threatening situation or somebody you love or is in your life experienced it. So you could have PTSD and you were never part of the campfire or you were not one of the family members of the kids that were exposed to fentanyl. There's one in a coma, one died. Those two police officers were exposed. So you might not even be part of those family, those kids. You might not be one of those kids. You could be a family member. You could be a cousin. You could be your child goes to school with the other children. And so you knew that child. Like you've met them a few times. You had them over. And so you can develop post-traumatic stress disorder from being in the vicinity of witnessing or knowing someone who almost lost their life or you were afraid of losing your life or they did. Okay, so, and you don't have to have PTSD to do EMDR, but you have the symptoms of it, the sense of dread, foreshortened sense of future, hypervigilance, excited startle response, flashbacks. Oh, it's commercial. Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk about ways to help your brain get through it. And I might tell you a little bit about EMDR because it is so powerful. I see so many people with healing through that. And it's just tapping into a process that God built into us naturally. I'll tell you about, let's talk about that. Okay, we'll be back. I'm Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. My professional phone number is 530-994-5114. And I want to encourage you that if there's anything on our show that is triggering you and you think, oh, I need to learn more about that, please go to somebody in your area who can help you with your flavor, your certain recipe of what's going on. Because when I'm talking about generalities, and I can't, in a 30-minute show or in my own brain, come up with every scenario that could possibly be for every example. But we all have these little nuances in our lives and how things affect us. And so if you're feeling a little bit triggered, and you think, this is something that has been bothering me, I've wanted to work on, I want to encourage you to go work on that with somebody in your area who's qualified. So that would be a marriage and family therapist, a clinical social worker, or a clinical psychologist. And then with that, you can start by saying, I was listening to this radio show, the lady said this thing about this and that, and wow, I really had a response to that. And I really want to explore why I responded so profoundly to it, because I didn't realize it was something that was so big for me. Okay. They don't need to diagnose you. You don't need to have a mental health condition to go and figure out why you responded to something. Sometimes we're just humans and we respond to things. Not everything is a mental health condition when you go to a mental health professional. Okay. So just want to put that out there. We were talking about trauma, a little bit about PTSD, and then I wanted to tell you that I do a type of therapy called EMDR. I have that in my tool belt, and I think of it as something that we noticed, humans noticed, specifically a lady named Francine Shapiro, that God created us to process information. So I want you to think about how you process things. When you're, some people do their best thinking when they go on walks or when they jog. That's me for sure. It's been a long time though. I want you to think about when you're doing that, what are your eyes doing? Are they going left and right? Because a lot of people, they are. They're watching the sidewalk to make sure they're not going to step on something. They're watching the road or the trail, and their eyes are going left and right. They're scanning. But if you think about it, I don't know what any of you out there, what you do, but when I'm really thinking hard, I've only noticed this about myself because I'm a therapist, and I'm really self-aware that my clients probably wonder what I'm doing. I happen to look up at the joint where the ceiling meets the wall, and it's almost like I'm scanning my brain like one of those old dot matrix printers from when I was in high school. Because nothing had to be typed before then. And I'm just scanning my brain trying to figure it out. But when that's happening, your eyeballs are going left and right. So if you're jogging and walking, your eyeballs are scanning the road, they're going left and right. When I'm looking up at the wall and I'm thinking really hard about, like, what are my thoughts about what this person is telling me, my eyeballs are going left and right. And I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm not intentionally making my eyeballs go left and right. So I want you to really be self-aware and pay attention. Do you do that? So what happened is they found out that people who just naturally do that have a lot more resilience, and they process traumatic events faster and more efficiently than people who don't. Some people don't do that. There are people out there who don't. And that's where EMDR comes in, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Think about it, eye movement, desensitization, desensitizing you, and reprocessing. You're reprocessing it. You're thinking of it in a different way, right? So you come to me. It takes 4, 5, 6 sessions before we get to that point, because I have to make sure that you're a good candidate. If people have a lot of depersonalization or derealization, which is kind of like you lose your sense of time, or you lose your sense of who you are. Like, time goes by all the time, and you don't know what happened, or maybe you have DID. Someone with DID would not be a good candidate for this. That's multiple personalities. They change the name. They're constantly changing the name of things, and it's the same thing, but now it's a new name. It used to be manic depressive disorder, now it's bipolar. It used to be multiple personalities, now it's dissociative identity disorder. Huh, took a minute to come out of my to find it. So they're just all the different names. So Asperger's has a new name, which I can never remember. It's still in the autism spectrum, but that's my rabbit trail. I'm a little bit ADHD. So if you come to see me and you have a little ADHD, we get along great because I track you really well. If you don't, sometimes I seem a little bit flighty, but I'm still pretty smart. I guess that's up for debate too. Just kidding. So we're working on your stuff. We're giving you your resourcing. We're making sure that you're protected so that when we do the EMDR, you don't re-experience this trauma and then you're left raw and vulnerable all over again. Okay, when we come back, I'll tell you what is it that I actually do when we're doing EMDR for trauma processing, because it helps you not have an emotional response to the thing that traumatized you. So you can think about that fire, and it's horrible when you think about it, but you are not panicking on the verge of vomiting. You're not having that body response.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. My phone number is 530-994-5114. And I work at Chico Creek Counseling here in Chico. Okay, so we were talking about trauma processing and EMDR, and I just want to jump into that. So I ask you various questions in order to light up the different aspects of your brain. What was the event that happened? Like, what is it that we're going to be working on? It's called a negative cognition. What is it that that event makes you feel about yourself? So I'm not safe. I could die at any time. No one loves me. I'm alone. Whatever it is, it's about you. And then a positive one. Like, what would you like to believe? I would like to believe that I can keep myself safe. I would like to believe there are people in my life who care about me. How true is that? You know, and we scale the truth. And then what are the emotions you feel? So when you think about that event and that negative cognition and an image that you came up with about the event, what emotions come up for you? So the emotion of fear, panic, dread, loneliness, anger, frustration, disappointment, confusion, etc., whatever they are, you list them all to me. And then I say on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is no emotion whatsoever, you're just flat, and 10 is the worst you could ever possibly feel ever, 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 the most disturbed. Where are you right now? Because now we just talked about the event. We just talked about that inner sentence that is so true for you and all of those emotions. You're pretty up there. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, one of those, 0 to 10. So we know where you're starting with. And then we start, it's called bilateral stimulation. And so we start doing the bilateral stimulation. And that's, I have these little clickers that go left and right. Originally, when they invented this, the therapist would put their fingers, two fingers up in the air, not like a peace sign, because you close your fingers together. And then they ask the person to follow their fingers left and right. And so the person keeps their head straight and their eyes go left and right. And I have done that and people have a lot of healing, but I find it that people like little clickers better. They just vibrate left and right in your hand and you close your eyes and then your brain is still following the left and right path, but your eyes don't get tired. And, you know, if the air conditioning is on, they get cold. It's just people like that better. And so you are in the present with me, and then you do the left and right thing for about 30 seconds or so. So I say, okay, think about the image that you gave me earlier. Now think about that sentence, that negative cognition, I'm not safe. And let's just see what comes up for you. And then they just buzz left and right in your hand, and about 30 seconds or so, sometimes less, sometimes more. I'm usually watching you to make sure if your face looks like you're in severe anguish, I'm going to bring you out sooner. And so then I say, I turn them off and I say, take a deep breath. And I breathe with you. And then I say, what came up for you? And then you tell me a quick little synopsis of what came up for you. And I say, okay, let's go with that. And then you keep going. And if you get off the beaten path, I'm paying attention. If you get a little ADHD, sometimes off the beaten path is a good place for you to go because it's going down to the root of one of your, the things that event is triggering you about. It's deeper. So I wasn't safe in the fire, but I also wasn't safe when I was camping with my uncle and I fell out of the boat. Both things are very life-altering safety issues. I might let it keep going on that a little bit, or I might redirect you back. I am fully present with you. So you are not going to go too deep into this memory where you're just going to get lost in it. So you're in that memory for about 30 seconds. You come out, you're back in my room talking to me about it, and then we go and do that again. We go do the 30 seconds of remembering, and then I'll tell you to open your eyes and take your deep breath and tell me about it, and you see my face. Usually I'm smiling. So you have one foot in the present and one foot in the past, and you're being kept safe. But what happens is you're doing the left and right thing, that the way that God created us to do it, but some people's brains just don't do it naturally on their own, and so they've been walking around with this unprocessed trauma. So we're just helping your brain process it. I'm not doing anything else. That is literally all I'm doing. And then when time is up, I say, you know, where are you on that 0 to 10 scale? If you're still really high, then we do some different brain exercises and visualization exercises to help you feel that sense of safety, to ground you, to bring you back to a place where you can exist in the rest of your day and not have this session hanging over you. And I mean, say, let's say you ended at a 7, we do all that and you're down to a 2. You get to drive out of my office. I'm not going to worry that you're going to drive over a cliff, but you're still at a 2 and there's still some disturbance there. You're not just all wrapped up neat and tidy with a bow, because you didn't come in here neat and tidy with a bow. You came in here having already experienced that trauma and it's already weighing heavy on your heart. It usually takes a few sessions. Some sessions, I have found that when people come in and they have been experiencing a lot of marriage or relationship stress, when we do EMDR about relationship stuff, for the client, it feels different. It's less difficult in the existential, my life is literally going to die, and more about the existential, who am I? What did I do? How can I keep myself safe? And how did I contribute to this mess? And how can I clean it up? A lot of those resolve within just a session or two. Each individual relationship trauma. But that's not a promise. Everyone is different. We all have our own flavor. So 530-994-5114. And I'm Jessica Wilkerson at jessicawilkerson.com.